Well, we all just can't help but notice the tragedy that's unfolding and has unfolded in the state of Texas. The governor, really, Greg Abbott, has managed to turn the entire state of Texas into a third world state, folks. And I just want to say that I'm in Iowa, and 40% of the energy here in Iowa is coming from wind turbines. And we don't have a problem with the cold. In fact, we just had 12 days of sub-zero weather that would make you want to pack a bag and get the hell out of Iowa. We've had over a foot of snow in that time frame. Who knows how much ice we've had. And guess what? The wind turbines, they're still turning. And the problem is, it's not the wind turbines. To get down to the root of it, the real problem is Greg Abbott, to be honest with you. He's the problem. But when you're talking about the wind turbines, the thing about them is that you can winterize these things. I mean, it's obvious. They're functioning here in Iowa. Why doesn't he just pick up the phone and talk to somebody in Iowa and find out how they do it? I know they're stubborn and hard-headed, but my God, I mean, these things will work in any environment, basically, except subterranean. It's just a mystery to me how this insanity just unfolds. And then he blames the wind turbines. Have a listen to this clip, folks.
Sean, this shows how the Green New Deal would be a deadly deal for the United States of America. Texas is blessed with multiple sources of energy, such as natural gas and oil and nuclear, as well as solar and wind. But you saw from what Trace said, and that is our wind and our solar got shut down, and they were collectively more than 10% of our power grid. And that thrust Texas into a situation where it was lacking power in a statewide basis, that was power that was spread out by that ERCOT organization.
So that was Governor Greg Abbott there. And he's blaming everything but himself. And actually, he is the root of the problem. The man is the problem. And he's blaming everything else. Green energy, wind turbines, not working in the wintertime, all this jazz. But there's an article in the Washington Post that goes on to say that the problem in Texas is that there's no incentives for power plant operators to winterize their grid. And this is an example where you can't have a grid that is not winterized to be able to withstand the extremes that could come your way, even if it's only an extreme that comes every 10 years or so. And what they've done is they have been so focused on deregulation of the power grid and the people that supply energy in the grid, and they've been so in tune to the free market, which is good. I understand that. And a little bit of deregulation is not bad, but you've got to have some regulation, folks. You've got to have some regulation. Otherwise, you've got stuff like this going on, and everybody like Abbott is just standing there pointing their fingers at everybody else. I mean, it's insane. This man's he's a lunatic. He's a fool. And just to give you an idea of how crazy the system is, the free market system, and trust me, this is the conservative fringe of the Republican Party that has done this to Texas. This is what you get when you take deregulation to an extreme, when you take the free market to an extreme. And I believe in free markets, but you do have to have some oversight. You've got to have some common sense regulation. The price of wholesale electricity just last week was $22 per megawatt hour. Just on Monday, over the weekend, that went to $9,000 per megawatt hour on Monday and Tuesday. So what you've got here is a failure in Republican leadership. He's made Texas basically a third world state when it comes to their ability to provide for their people. And he's allowed it to happen. It's happened on his watch. This has literally been the sandbox of deregulation and free market, this, that, and the other, taken to an extreme. And guess what? It doesn't work. You've got to have some sort of common sense oversight. As much as you might hate the government, you do need to have some sort of oversight. This is proof positive of that. His test of deregulation, his test of a free market has failed, Greg Abbott. You are a failure. There's nobody to blame but yourself. And folks, they've even had things like natural gas feed lines that power some of these plants that run on natural gas. They've frozen, because the natural gas lines have a little bit of moisture in them as a byproduct of what they're doing. And they have not winterized anything to a sufficient level to keep things running. So they've got natural gas feed lines that are freezing. Then they've got diesel pumps that were meant to kick in that they couldn't even get started. like I said, they've got a nuclear reactor that went dark that was basically hobbled by frozen equipment. A nuclear reactor, for God's sakes. I mean, how bad does it have to get, Greg Abbott? Really? What makes his claim even more ludicrous, folks, is that back in 2011, they had another cold snap, maybe not as bad as this one, but it was bad enough to have a study done by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, and they just basically ignored the results. So here comes the cold snap back in 2011. A lot of bad things happened. Everybody said, well, we've got to get to the bottom of this. A study was done, and they just looked the other way. We don't have to worry about that. And that happened on his watch. He's a failure. This man, Greg Abbott, he's an idiot failure that tried to lie to Texans about the cause of the problems with electricity in his state. He's the one to blame. There was a study. Nobody listened to the study. My God, I think even on the Texas-Arkansas border, you could see it on the Weather Channel where Arkansas had a snowplow, so their side was completely plowed, and then just 2 feet over, there was nothing but snow on the road on the Texas side. Can't you just buy one plow? I mean, just in case. Or my God, just bolt something onto a truck, really. I mean, it's not that complicated, folks. It's just not that complicated. And just ask yourself this. When Hannity gets involved, and you've got Tucker Carlson that gets involved, and they're all circling the wagons around Greg Abbott, it's not because they like Greg Abbott. They could care less about Greg Abbott. What they're really concerned about is that this is the conservative Republican sandbox that they've been playing in over there, and these practices of deregulation and the free market, you know, around electricity and all the free-for-all with that, folks, has led to this. So it's a Republican experiment that's failed miserably. You've got to have some common sense regulation. So he's coming up for re-election in 2022. Let's just hope, folks, let's just hope that Texans pick somebody else other than Greg Abbott. I mean, put him out to pasture somewhere, do something with him, but don't put him back in for whatever you do. So switching gears here, folks, I don't know if you've noticed, but Steve Bannon had a sort of bombshell revelation here. There's an article that was written, and evidently Steve Bannon believed that Donald Trump had early stage dementia, and he sought to remove him from the White House. Now, we all knew that something was wrong with Trump. Something is still wrong with Trump. But this is sort of along the lines of maybe what was going on with Ronald Reagan, you know, with the dementia that he had. And the way that they knew something was wrong was just the way that we know something's wrong. I mean, Bannon was saying that Trump was repeating himself in the same stories over and over and over. Even Republican senators evidently said the same thing in the New York Times article by David Brooks, that he was repeating himself over and over and over. There's something wrong with Donald Trump. And I don't mean that in sort of like a comical way. I mean, no, there is something genuinely wrong with Donald Trump. And the author of this book that's coming out, his name is Ira Rosen. He's a 60 Minutes producer. He says that he's got text messages from Steve Bannon that read like this. You need to do the 25th Amendment piece. By the way, brother, I never steer you wrong. And this is coming from Steve Bannon. I mean, if it's bad enough for Steve Bannon to come out and say something like this, like, you know what, Donald Trump's got dementia. I mean, if it's bad enough for Steve Bannon to do this, how bad do you think it really is? I mean, in all honesty. But Trump is still out there, and the Republican Party is pinning their future to Donald Trump, and I just hope that they continue to do that, because it's a miscalculation, I believe, that the Republican Party en masse actually supports Donald Trump. A lot of lawmakers think that he's got the backing of a lot of the constituents out there, and they always say 74 million people voted for him. But as time goes on, and they see stories like this about dementia, you know, with Donald Trump, as they see more litigation come out about Donald Trump, and as they realize what little he did do in terms of COVID and trying to direct this nation through one of the biggest natural disasters that we've had in 100 years with respect to COVID and how little he did to direct us out of that. I think as that illumination happens, folks, I think you're going to see that the fact that they are trying to pin their future to Donald Trump is the wrong thing to do. There are a lot of Republicans out there that don't wear the MAGA hats. There are a lot of Republicans that don't go to those rallies that he holds that are like carnivals where they hand out ice cream and hot dogs and all that kind of stuff. There are a lot of those Republicans that, quite frankly, are going to say, you know what, this guy's nuts. He really is. And I don't know what it is with some of the Republican Party. You know, he still has that Save America PAC where he's got $30 million in the bank. Well, guess what? It's just that. It's in the bank. Donald Trump is not going to write a check to any candidate because that's his money. All he has to do is, we've talked about this, declare it as income on his taxes, and he can put that anywhere he wants, and he can do anything with that money that he wants. What makes them think that because he's got $30 million or can raise more money that it's actually going to help candidates or help them get reelected? You've got to be kidding me. Donald Trump is not going to put pen to paper to write a check for anyone but himself. Till then, folks, thanks for tuning in.